all the elitist in society, people of Hollywood, Bill Gates, the one percenters are usually atheists. They're not even just atheists, they're Satanists. They practice like satanic rituals. They try to make society believe that there is no creator, that there's no spirituality, and that there's no higher purpose to make chaos in society. Because if more people believe in atheism, men and women, society becomes crumbled. People have no morals, no values, no spirituality. Then people are usually easier to control because people. They don't see things correctly. You know, it's like your third eye, and where they talk about, even the Bible talks about third eye, like when you actually see things from a spiritual perspective. Yeah, I mean, anything that's in the media or people that are mainstream, I usually do the opposite of what they preach. Like everything that's taught in the music industry, Hollywood, all that, it's all satanic, atheism and anti-God, anti-spirituality. And I don't really believe in religion. I'm more spiritual. I'm not Christian. I believe the Bible is like, just like most spiritual texts, is just claiming that there is a higher power and order, which is what all religions try to do. America is very puritanical and Christian, and I don't really believe in that because I think that causes a lot of harm too. But definitely, I don't believe in atheism. I definitely do believe in spirituality and a creator. I think it's like a sky daddy, or that's just a man. I don't really know. Like I don't know. I've been seeking for like 10 years now, and I can't say, because I thought about going back into Christianity because that's how I grew up, and then I was like, no, this doesn't really fit me because I don't really believe in a hell. I believe in morals, yes, but I don't believe like if you're not Christian, you're going to hell. Like, only Jesus could save you. Like, I don't really believe that because there's many cultures and tribes around the world that never believed in Jesus and the very good people. And I think people that say that Jesus saved them are quite delusional, and it's really easy to get lost in the truth movement because truth is hidden from the masses on purpose. So we are confused. So we are slaves. Like, basically, we live in a slavery system. And so if we actually were told the truth of like our human design and our capability, then we wouldn't be slaves. I think a lot of men go into atheism because of their nihilist, if you know what nihilist philosophy is, which nihilism is the belief that there's no point to anything. So when you fall into like some spirituality gets really dangerous, like the New Agers. So the thing is that like, you know, the philosophies of solipsism and nihilism. Solipsism is that you create everything. Like, you are God. Like, things happen to you because of you. It's like a really dangerous philosophy, and it's basically like very self-centered and self-serving, only about the self, which is dangerous. And then there's nihilism, which is like, there's no point because we're gonna die. Like, all we're doing is going towards death, so there really is no purpose to life. I think a lot of people are heading towards atheism or nihilism because, especially in America or like Western societies, because there's no tribe. If a man or a woman doesn't get married, there's like really no sense of belonging. So then you start to go deep into like your own vortex of thoughts. And then you could just, when you like go really deep into the rabbit hole of philosophy and spirituality and like processing truth, like it's really easy to get lost in these things and forget that there's like a meaning, like there's a brighter side to life. And a lot of people also have been hurt in love relationships. Lots of men have been, you know, divorced, raped by women. A lot of women have been hurt by men. I've been hurt by men. I've had men cheat on me. I've had relations, like I'm single on Valentine's Day, you know. Yes. Yeah, there was always some sort of belief in a creator or like higher power. That's what I'm saying. Like Christianity has been perverted, like most religions anyway. Like the Bible basically tells people to be a slave, the new versions, but if you read older versions, like the Bible to me is just a bunch of allegories, a bunch of mythologies, just like Greek mythology. It's just stories telling you how to go through trials and tribulations and to be your best self and to find truth. Like most of America is either like atheists or like complete Christians, and I don't really like Christians because they're really freaking judgmental. Like Like, if you are, like, a woman who's in touch with her sexuality, or, you know, you, whatever, like, you're not married, and, like, I don't know, just, I find Christians to be very judgmental people, and I don't really like it. I also don't really get along well with atheists that are just super logical and don't believe that there's, like, a higher source of spirituality, because, like, I'm very spiritual, and I've always known that there's, like, deeper meaning. I've had very mystical, I'm more of, like, a mystic. I've had very, like, mystical experiences in nature, and, like, feelings of oneness and feelings of, like, bliss and connection to higher source and God, whatever, like, that even is. I still don't really know. But when people don't have purpose and meaning, like, a higher sense of being in the world, then that's when people usually go into their animalistic stuff. And that's when people become very promiscuous sexually, and then they just, you know, are selfish and self-gratifying, and then they hurt other people in the process. And that's kind of what's happening a lot, especially in America. Like, that's kind of, I still want to leave. I think I'm ready to move back to Europe. Honestly, like, I really don't know where I want to live. Like, I'm still really confused, because I'm like, I really do, I want to be married. Like, I have no, like, I've been celibate purposefully now for 3 years since my last relationship. My last relationship, he cheated on me. He really wasn't worth it, to be honest. Like, I really shouldn't have even been heartbroken over him. He wasn't, like, worth even dating. But now, like, I'm like, crap. Now, like, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm still not married as a woman. And I know how men think. They're like, oh, you know, she's over the hill because she's over 30. Like, a lot of men are very judgmental over women's age and her looks. So I'm just doing my best to keep in shape. Create your own reality, basically. It's like yogic principles, which it's like we make conscious choices. I don't think you could say, like, I create my reality, but you make conscious choices. So you say, I'm going to choose to move to California, right? You're not going to let somebody else dictate your life. So basically, like, New Agers believe in, like, you having power to make good conscious decisions from a place of your heart. Like, I'm going to move to California. But then after that, kind of in God's hands, right? Like, if your business works out, if you meet the love of your life there, or if you end up liking it. So it's that the sense of that we create our own reality is that you are making conscious choices along the way on your journey. Well, you know, Satanism just means that, Satanism just means, like, I'm serving myself and that's it. Like, I've read parts of the Satanic Bible, and there are actually a lot of satanic circles in, like, the Catholic Church and all over Hollywood and stuff in the porn industry. And basically their philosophy is do what thou will, which is, like, do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, do whatever you want. New Agers have that same kind of philosophy, but they mean it in a way where it's more like a liberal point of view, but they wouldn't do it with harming others. Satanic people actually, circles harm others. They usually have pedophile rings. They do weird sacrifices and stuff like that too, like child sacrifice. It's really pretty crazy, this world. You can still believe that there are satanic forces or dark forces. The earth is a battle between light and dark. So whether you want to call it Christian and satanic, or light and dark, or assholes and good people, that's just the fact of the way the world has been all throughout, forever, right? But since the past, like, 100, 500, whatever, thousands of years, what happened was that a lot of corrupt Jews gained power over most of the world's wealth and people and population. So they created crony capitalism, which is what we're living in now, which is basically, like, when the middle class is almost being erased out, and you have to work extra hard to make it, either to be in the middle class or upper class. And you're seeing a lot more people being poor, even if they have good jobs. Basically, we're living in times with extreme slavery. And America, basically, is one big mind control project. When the 1950s, 1960s era started, that's when they introduced television. And television, basically all television is to program people to be even more slaves to the consumerism, crypto-capitalist society. Because when you're spiritual, you realize, like, yes, I want abundance. Yes, I want to live not in fear and survival mode. But I also know that I don't have to always constantly be spending my money on clothes to feel good about myself. So there needs to be, like, the balance between the spiritual and material, because you can't live just in one realm and not the other. That's, you know, the atheists kind of just always live in the material, and then the spiritual New Age people kind of just want to, like, live, like they're not even on the earth. Honestly, like, a lot of philosophies out there are just very dangerous. A lot of people are very ill-informed. They don't... Because, you know, once you leave your family's house, once you leave college, once you leave maybe a corporate job or a job, you are kind of at your own mercy, right? And so that's when a lot of people get into the truth movements, and they figure out, like, everything, like, you've been taught basically was a lie, even in school. And so then to reprogram yourself, it's like you have to dig for what truth means. And that takes a long time. Like, people get stuck in the New Age, people get stuck in really weird religious ideologies, and then people stop living life because they're so obsessed with truth. It's like they succumb to a point where you're just like also kind of like surrender, be like, I don't know if I'm gonna ever know everything. I don't know if I'm gonna know the absolute truth of why we're here. A teacher that I really like online, I'll send you his website. His name is Mark Passio. He's an occultic teacher, occult just means hidden knowledge. Everyone's like, oh, you're an occultist, you're a witch, blah, blah, blah. A lot of Christians want to hate people who are into the occult, but occult just means hidden knowledge. Hidden knowledge, truth that is hidden from the masses. So truth about your true nature, about, you know, who, like, what does being a human mean, what your potential actually is, which is usually suppressed by fear and other people judging you in society, right? Because most of the time, people that want to succeed or do something different get judged a lot. But Mark Passio talks a lot about the New Age circles, about Christianity, and how both of them are pretty much wrong. And because, like, a lot of New Age spiritual people, like, they just want to, like, oh, I just want to meditate and be. But you have to take action. Like, there are points to surrender and be and to meditate, but after you meditate, you're supposed to do something. Atheists are living a pretty dark reality. I couldn't imagine, like, I don't really believe in a rigid religion, like Christianity, but I also don't believe in, just believing in science and atheism, because, like, if that was it, like, it's, to be an atheist is, like, a pretty bleak reality. Like, I wouldn't see really any purpose, any higher purpose of understanding. Like, you know, when you take a walk in nature, you could clearly see there's a design. Clearly, if you study biology, if you study human biology, animal biology, ecosystems, the ocean, the way the earth works and cycles, you clearly see that there's, like, a very intelligent design behind it. It's not, it just can't be some random chaos that makes no sense to me. Yeah, I still think Christianity is definitely better than atheism. There are some atheists, though, that have, like, really strong morals that I've met, you know, about how to live life. So it's almost like the same kind of principles as Christianity, though, when you, like, you ask them about their moral beliefs about right and wrong. Kind of falls in line a lot with Christian belief systems. But it's really easy to get depressed in this reality when you're a quote-unquote awakened person. I mean, the only way to not be depressed is you have to, you know, you have to heal the physical body. You know, you have to eat the right diet for yourself. You know, some people do better vegetarian, some people do better meat. You have to make sure you aren't low in any vitamins. A lot of people are vitamin deficient, which causes depression. Maybe living in a sunny environment might help. Get depressed too because they're working jobs, which they shouldn't. Like, I just don't believe, like, you should work a job that you hate. You know, you have one life. I think that you should constantly be taking risks to do your purpose. And if that means you go through periods of being broke or relying on friends or, you know, busting your ass for your purpose, then be so. Because I personally, like, am very anti being a wage slave. Especially as a woman, you know, they The whole society lied to women that they belong in the workforce. I would much rather be a housewife and have my own small business and have, like, a husband supporting me. I've tried working in the corporate world. I just don't really belong in it. I could do it if I wanted to. I am a strong person, but it's very masculine to me, and I don't really like taking orders from a boss. It's not something that I enjoy. I have friends who are teachers of spirituality, and they take Christianity and the Bible as metaphors. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, they talk about the pineal gland in, which is the third eye, which New Agers talk about. They talk about the third eye, pineal gland, in the Bible, how that connects you to God's source, that connects you to God, the higher power, right? The chakra system. You know, you have your base chakra all the way up to your crown, your third eye, and that's when you when you open your third eye, have your awakening. That's when you get connection to higher consciousness and divine knowledge and to God. And a lot of Christians say, oh, you know, that's occult knowledge, kundalini, yoga, opening your third eye, it's all demonic, da-da-da-da-da. It's really not. The Bible talks about opening that channel up so you understand the higher meaning of why you're here. There's actually not even YouTube between Christians and atheists. There also are, if you type in, like, New Age to Jesus, there are a lot of, like, New Age spiritualists, you know, people like New Agers, like people into yoga, Buddhism, Hinduism, that go back to Christianity, and they say everything that's Buddhism or yoga or Hinduism is demonic, you know, and they try to shun those religions because, you know, they think now Jesus saved them, and that's also another delusion. You know, it's all, I'm a universalist, so I believe all religions have some truth pointing to God. I don't believe any one religion's the truth, and probably never will. I just don't really bother with atheists. I don't really have many atheist friends. Most of my friends are either Christians or spiritual. Like, they're spiritually based. Any friend I have usually, I've never had a good friend that was just atheist. Like, most of my friends have some sort of, like, yoga practice or read the Bible or, you know, do something like that. I don't know about Jesus. I don't believe Jesus is coming back to, you know, like, that's where I think Christians are delusional. Jesus saved me. No, like, do you have a picture with him? If you actually literally had a picture with you next to Jesus, like, he's my homeboy, pumping your fists together, and, like, you two were together, then I believe it. I mean, do you believe he existed? I don't really know. He could just be another, again, metaphor, another story of a person who lived the right way. Like, I don't really know if it was he really walked the earth. I don't really know. Well, the extreme feminism that we're living in now in the Western worlds, in Europe, and also America, also is against the father figure, also is against any sort of male authority, rebelling any sort of masculine logic or order, right? I was that way for a while, because, like, I was pissed off at my dad for a long time. I had daddy issues, for sure. I had to work through those most of my 20s. I just think a lot of people, well, the truth is, if you read occult knowledge and Mark Passy, the guy I was talking about, he's very into being an anarchist. Not that he wants chaos, but in the sense where, you know, anarchy believes there are no masters, no slaves. So even if you had a father or a mother, your parents don't own you, right? Because you are from God, from Creator. So really, you're your own sovereign. Own sovereign individual being. And I understand why a lot of men probably grew up with abusive fathers or alcoholics, or you know, especially in, like, if you look at the lineage of most Western cultures, European, American, a lot of people have trauma, like alcoholism or sexual abuse or other stuff. So it makes sense that people would not want that, and they would rebel against any sort of, like, authority later on in life, because they want to have their own sovereignty, which is important too, you know. Most people don't want to have a boss. I would say pretty much everyone doesn't want to have a boss. Women gravitate more towards the New Age spirituality and feminist movement because they've been hurt by men or their father in their life. Again, like, I don't really watch anything on atheism or Christianity debates. I watch more debates on New Age spirituality, which is what I'm into, versus Christianity. But they're the exact same thing. That's what people don't understand, because everyone in New Age spirituality wants to get to Christ consciousness, which is just living from your higher self, which is what God, creator, whatever you believe in, wants, which is to be more living from your heart and a clear mind, and not from your just your base desires, greed and sex and lust and blah, 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 blah. Christianity teaches the same thing. They're both the same thing. They're the exact same thing. They're just different routes of going about it, and Christianity is more rigid in its thinking, and New Agers are a little bit more experimental, and different with how they go about it. Sometimes I feel like I'm an alien. I'm like, what am I doing on this? Like, what am I doing here? Like, why do I know all this stuff? Like, sometimes I'm like, what? I'm like, do you ever go out with people and you're like, why doesn't anybody know any of the stuff that I know? Like, so many people have never spent time trying to, like, figure out truth or have gone, like, really deep in the rabbit hole. Like, I've gone into the fucking deepest rabbit hole of truth. Like, I've done countless hours of research of, like, 9/11 and religion and sociology and science and Christianity and Hinduism, like, and also, like, even relationships. Like, I've done a lot of research online about men go their own way and feminism, and all this stuff is so toxic. You know, men and women are meant to be together. It's so ridiculous. Not really. I think that there's still a lot of judgment on women who are over 30 that still aren't married. And, like, I felt it too. Like, I felt like, oh, wow, like, I felt kind of shitty. Like, but in my 20s, I would say I was more of, like, a truther. I was more, I went through heartbreaks, and then it kind of led me on the path to self, understanding myself, self-love, because I was getting into relationships with men that didn't appreciate me. So then I became really obsessed with, like, finding out the truth and self-love, and, like, I became a lot more, like, introverted, and kind of scared to love again. And also, it's also because people are marrying later in Western society, because I think people want to find love based upon different things than they did in the past culture. But also, like, it's harder for women to get married under 30, because most men in this generation don't want to get married in their 20s anyway. So even if a woman wants to get married in her 20s, she would have to look for a guy in his, like, 40s, like, late 30s, 40s, 50s, which is, like, what I probably should have dated. Honestly, if I were to go back in my 20s, I would have only dated men who were, like, late 30s, 40s. I never would have dated men my own age. Mm-mm. Waste of time. Because they can't really provide a woman anything. Financially, security, wisdom, leadership. Women need to date older, and, like, I think men should date women younger than them, in my opinion. Yeah, it's all satanic. Well, the Illuminati, the Bilderberg, CFR, those are satanic, but Freemasons usually aren't. Freemasons, that group usually, I've learned about Freemasonry lodges, it's the same thing as New Age. They go in and they learn the Bible and other spiritual occultic knowledge to better themselves, to understand the true nature of reality. So Freemasons usually aren't satanic. They don't do weird stuff. They usually, they're lodges where men brotherhood come together to learn truth that you wouldn't otherwise learn in society, like in churches and other things. So no, I've heard Freemasons are pretty legit, just learning studies of science, philosophy. So no, they're not. Illuminati, Hollywood, the elitist, the one percenters, most CEOs, not all, but a lot of CEOs are satanic. You know, Dan Bilzerian, that stupid Instagram guy with his company, he's satanic. I believe in the spiritual realm, so I believe there are spiritual entities. So I believe there are, like, bad spirits, because, like, I've had spiritual attacks in my life since I was, like, really little. So do I believe, like, there's, like, this big satanic entity? I don't really know. Do I believe that they're evil spirits? Absolutely. Satanic, Satanists, again, they just believe they're these group of people that are trying to rule the world, trying to brainwash everyone with propaganda, trying to invert everything from truth of the creator. they're basically trying to get people to pervert themselves and to make them and to make everybody a slave and to have people forget their true nature and their connection to source and their connection to their hearts and also love, right? Because when men and women come together in relationship, they're a lot more powerful than apart. So that's why they're putting all these philosophies out there. Men go their own way, feminism. Because as soon as you bridge the war of the sexes in societies, that's when societies usually crumble, because women don't do well alone. Men maybe do better alone, but women are very vulnerable. Like, I admit, like, I'm a strong woman, but I'm very vulnerable. I've been harassed and stalked out in public, and, you know, like, I would rather be married. No, the satanic people, they know what they're doing is wrong. They're on purpose, they purposely are doing these things to get power and control over society. They're putting programs into society for power and control. They're also doing it for population control. They have eugenics programs. The government has programs like even the flu shot, you know, even any sort of vaccines are dangerous. And it's a way to kind of cull the population in a big way. The receiving Jesus just means, like, it's not that, it's just to be like Jesus. Again, it's like, I believe it's a metaphor. Like, you're supposed to, like, the best way you could live is to be like Jesus, which is to live with love in your heart, right? To live a heart-centered life, not to live by just the ego or just by your fleshly desires, you know? It's to give and receive love. That's the ultimate reason, I believe, why we're here on this earth. You know, you can buy everything you want. I do believe in success and abundance, obviously, like, I want that for every person, but the highest order always is to live from your heart. The reason why I know so much, well, I had a Kundalini awakening. My Kundalini awakening started after my yoga training in 2011, so I've been on my Kundalini awakening for 10 years now. So during my awakening, I kept having more awakenings about the true nature of reality, about myself. I've spent a lot of time celibate and single, so I've had a lot on purpose. So that's given me a lot of time to do research about truth and meditate and get downloads about why we're actually here and what's going on in society and how we're all programmed. And, like, I had to do a lot of work to deprogram even myself. No, I'm definitely an automaton. That's why I don't have many friends either. Even though everyone's like, oh, you're so cute, you know, why don't you have a lot of friends or go out much or drink and party? I'm like, because I want to actually, like, accomplish something while I'm here on this earth plane and, like, find true love. You know, it's also, like, when you're deprogrammed like I am, it's really difficult to find a partner. Because a lot of men come at me with sex right away, or a lot of people are intimidated by me. Like, a lot of men are intimidated by me because I am so deep. They're not used to a woman that, like, understands things on this sort of level. They're kind of like, what the hell, like, you know, like, I don't know, I don't know what to do with you, you know, like, most people just want to talk about sports, and I'm just like, let's talk about the true nature of reality. Yeah, New York and California is a lot more open-minded than, like, the Bible Belt or, like, the middle of the country. And, like, again, like, I have nothing wrong with Christians, because, like, there are some Christians who don't take everything so literally. There are some Christians that, like, aren't evangelical and aren't crazy and judgmental. There are some Christians that, like, literally do understand the premise of Christianity is not a religion, it's just to accept Christ or be Christ-like. And that's the true nature, in my opinion, of spirituality and Christianity, you know? And I believe that you do have to judge people in a certain way and have discernment, because, you know, you have to protect your heart also. Like, you want to give and receive love, but you can't just give that to anybody. I've done that in the past, you know, given my heart to the wrong person, and it's very damaging to the soul. It's very painful, especially, you know, women are very sensitive sexually too. Like, to give yourself to just anyone isn't normal. Tell myself, like, from now on in this life, like, I'm either going to be married or I'm going to be, like, celibate and a monk in this lifetime and just worry about creating my art and making money. It's like, for me, men are a distraction from my purpose and my spirituality. Like, if a man is not on the same path as me and committed and wants to get married and have, like, true partnership, like, I just don't, And it doesn't even matter if he's tons of money or, like, super good looking. Like, my body is very sacred. Like, my sex is sacred. I've only been with, like, 5 men in my life. And, I've been celibate now again for 3 years. So, it's awesome. Yeah, I thought about doing, like, coaching, like, spirituality coaching and, like, going back to get more certification to help women and, like, have, like, a better understanding of who they are and the true sense of the dating scene and being connected more to their heart. Like, when I see stuff like Instagram and Facebook and I ever see, like, people just constantly, like, do you ever see women just, like, constantly posting pictures of their tits and ass? Like, I do, like, I've occasionally done that. Like, you know, I'm not gonna, love your body. Like, if you want, but if you do it every single day, you're like, here's my ass, and you're like, it's like cool if it's like in a bikini and you're vacation and you're living like Hawaii, but like, so just do that every day so some man will like you. I'm like, he doesn't like you, he doesn't love you, he wants to have sex with you and then give you money and like make you leave in the morning and kick you out. It's just really sad to me that society is so, just sees sex in such a like dismal way. Like, it's just really sad too that like men just use women for sex, like lie to women that they want marriage or that they want commitment, and then they just have sex with you and they're just like, see, like, I'll never see you again. And I've, every single man, like most men, my male friends have wanted to sleep with me, and then yeah, it's like men just want to have sex with you and before they even know you, like even on a friendship level. It's really annoying. They're constantly doing population control, eugenic programs with these virus, quote-unquote viruses, and then also vaccines. Like, I don't take vaccines. Like, yeah, they cull the population on purpose because they want more of a certain type of people on the earth than others. Yeah, I mean, it's a war, right? It's a war against good and evil. That's what this earth has always been. It's a war against slavery versus freedom, good versus evil. Have you seen UFOs? Because I have. I've seen them many times, and I'm like, what the hell is that? That's really weird. But yes, I have. What's going on that's not a random outbreak. That's introduced by the government into the population for the most part. I would say that's a way to cull. When I saw that, I was like, oh, there they go. And then every year, I love when they try to make Americans fear the flu and get everyone to get the flu shot. And I've never had the flu. Never got the flu shot. I think I've had the flu like once in my life when I was 11. So crazy. When you awaken, it's really hard though, because I'm like, shit. Like, I don't have a man to protect me, and I know how like evil this world is. Like, I'm so super aware of like all the underpinnings of what is going on every day around the world, and all, like, the 6 secret societies, and, like, stuff that could just be, like, this stuff could be happening right in your city, it could be happening down the block from you. Like, I don't trust people very easily anymore, like I used to when I was younger. Like, I definitely have an open heart to friends, and if I'm in public places, but if there's, like, a creeper, and I'm, like, kind of alone, or he's, like, someone trying to get me to go somewhere, I will never trust that person, man or woman, because there are a lot of women that, are in sex trafficking rings that they use a woman to pull in a woman instead of a man. Well, Mark Pasio believes in a higher power. He believes in God, and he believes that it's attained through the practices like the New Age, you know, like doing meditation, getting in touch with yourself, but then taking action. He doesn't believe in like what a lot of the New Agers do. It's just they get lost in like constantly meditating or like never taking action. You know, they become very passive about life and very like the men become, for a better word, like better or worse word, they become pussies. Like, they have no masculinity left, and like also the women become like victimhood. Like, everyone becomes like victims if you stay in that too long. But you're supposed to, like, go through a self-realization phase so then you could take action in the world to improve the world or your own life. That's the whole point of doing these practices. So you could then take more conscious action and not from programmed action. Yeah, I want to go to his conference. I'm thinking about going to it this year. I haven't yet, but I've been watching him for years. Yeah, I really like his stuff. The only reason why, I mean, guns are important because most of the cultures where guns were taken away, the government overthrew the people. And guns are important too because as a woman, I've been stalked and I've been harassed by men, and I could really only protect myself if a man was going to rape and kill me with a gun. Like, I work out, but I'm still really not that strong. If there was like a group of guys or even one guy, I really don't have the strength to protect myself. A gun would do it. So I believe in gun rights. I'm very pro Second Amendment. Somebody wants to kill someone, they're going to find a way. So, you know, guns, if somebody's going to come into your house and, there's a lot of instances in Canada, because they don't have guns, where people have broken into houses and gotten killed, or women getting kidnapped. They don't have protection. But there are a lot of stories in America where people are, you know, there's no right answer, but I believe in gun rights, because all the research I've done, it's usually communist countries that take away gun rights, and then the government overthrows the people, and then they end up killing most of the population. So citizens need to be armed with something to protect themselves from the overthrow of the government. That's what was written in the Constitution as well. First awakened, I've been like on and off depressed since my awakening, because I'm like, can I just go back to like not knowing all this stuff? I'm like, why do I need to know all this? Can I just be like everybody else and just like enjoy life not knowing all this shit's going on all the time? Like, I don't even know like why I'm awakened. I'm like, I feel like I'm Neo in the Matrix. I'm just like, I don't want to know this. Like, I just don't want to know. And like, I remember I was such a happy person. Like, I even, like, looked better before my awakening because I took better care of myself. I have, like, a lot of anxiety since my awakening, lots of anxiety and depression, because you just realize how screwed up everything is, and it's really difficult. Most people, most people don't ask the questions. People usually don't get the deep angst about life until they get their heart broken, or usually they end up being broke or somebody dies. So that's usually when people have awakenings. Most people actually, their souls have been taken over by television programming, computers, and their phone. Because TV has waves, beta waves in it that usually programs the mind. So that's why I don't watch TV. I don't listen to most music. I'm very cautious about what I listen to. Because television programs the mind to beta wave, slavery system. There are different souls that are incarnated on the earth plane. There are star seeds. There are people who have like a pure soul, or it's called like, they're called organics. So these are people that are like, understand how the earth works. They're here basically, they like live from their heart. They understand love, and you know, they're pure, like more spiritual souls. And, the rest, a lot of people are just, there are souls that are not pure souls. Everyone is programmed until you have your awakening, kind of like the Matrix, like Neo from the Matrix. Until you have your awakening, you are programmed. You are a robot. Nobody questions, like, oh, I'm living in New York City paying $30,000 a month for an apartment, yet my job's only paying me $100,000, yet I'm not saving anything, yet I'm going back to the cubicle, yet, like, people don't think, like, how it makes absolutely kind of no sense. They're doing it just to prove things to other people. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't believe in big government. They're pushing big government because they're trying to cull the population again. They're trying to control the masses. Government always ends up becoming corrupt. Even when it's small, like, it just always ends up becoming the people against the government. All through history. Well, everything that's immoral now is being preached as good. And if you're moral, you're, like, a prude or boring. It's like, okay, like, I want to get married and have, like, a nice life and make love to someone, but, like, that's looked down as, like, I'm prude and something's wrong with me. But if you're out there, like, shaking your titties all over Instagram and, like, sleeping around with, you know, hundreds of different men, then you're somehow looked at as, like, better. It's just, I don't know, it's just very weird. America is way too corrupt and diverse. I think there's too much immigration, in my personal viewpoint. I don't believe in just having open borders and letting anyone in. I think it's a country that has a lot of depravity, lots of poverty, lots of underpaid immigrants, workers, Americans. Lots of low IQ people live in America, too. It's really not worth living in America anymore, to be honest, really anywhere. We have freedom of speech, which is not, like, completely implemented. Americans are more controlled in the consciousness than most other countries, because other countries still have like some sort of tribal culture or like to have relationships or marriage or some sort of food culture or something interesting that like brings you together, a sense of purpose and meaning. America's like basically work for a corporation, or you know, like go work for corporate America. Like even telling women, pushing women is corporate America. There's nothing like really that special about America other than the nature. It's not free. How are you free when you have to work 9 to 5? Unless, well, I mean, I don't believe in that, but I mean, you're not free at all. You only make money as an actor in Hollywood if you're extremely, extremely good looking. Like, you have to be, like, a 10 out of 10, or you have to already have connections, and I think come from a family line. Most of Hollywood is run by the Jews, and also a lot of the times to get roles, you have to sleep with someone, well, especially for the woman, but I have friends that have gone out there to be actors, and a lot of them struggle, like, they have other jobs while they're doing it. Yeah, I wanted to do acting, but I would do it, like, in Europe for small films. I would never go to Hollywood to do acting. I think Hollywood is very corrupt. Everything I've learned about Hollywood and L.A. and, like, the porn industry is there, those are not the kind of people I want to be surrounded by. Well, the thing is that California has the biggest economy, so of course it's going to be considered superficial and fake. But again, I don't believe that it's superficial and fake to be abundant and successful. I think that everyone should strive for success. You have one life. You know, what are you going to do, like, sit on your ass and be lazy, or try to be as successful as possible? I feel like you should at least attempt to get success. You know, just because you're successful doesn't mean you're going to be an asshole. There are plenty of successful people that I've met who are millionaires. They're also really nice people. So a lot of people like to pin rich or successful people into category of an ass, which is not true. Just because you want money and security doesn't make you superficial. It's a fact of life. You know, if you have money, you can do more. So it's actually just about freedom, not superficiality. Money affords freedom, but if you don't have money, you don't have freedom. That's the way the system works. You have to buy yourself out of slavery. Well, the Eastern spirituality movement is huge in LA, and also it's all over California, and also Northern, but when you go to, like, San Francisco, which is where I live most of the time in California, people aren't shallow as far as looks and what you wear, you know? Like, people wear yoga pants and North Face jackets and hiking clothes every day, you know? People, like, judge you more in conversation. Everyone there is, like, into yoga and hiking and all that kind of stuff. No one there is really into mainstream religion or Christianity beliefs, and what I liked, people were like more open-minded. And then I like Southern California too. Like, there's certain areas that I really like. I don't really like Los Angeles because there's a lot of crime, and like, again, the porn industry, there's a lot of like weird vibes that go on there. And like, yeah, there are a lot of hot women there. It makes me feel actually like really insecure. Like, even though I think I'm attractive, I'm not like some of these women, you know, they get tons of plastic surgery done where they look fake. I would only get married to someone if I knew them and for a long extended period of time, and I would have to also, yeah, there's a lot that I don't go into relationships just based on emotion at all, like other women do. I'm not that stupid anymore. I used to just base my selection of men based upon like them being hot, or them telling me, you know, they love me when they really didn't. A lot of men say that to women. Oh, I love you. Nope. They just wanted to have sex with you. Yeah. I need to be married to someone who has, like, good financial understanding. That's important to me, personally. You know, Russian women, like, all the Russian women, they get, like, tons of plastic surgery and that are, like, always posting on Instagram. Do you find those women attractive? What do you think about those kind of people? I feel like I've seen a lot of really wealthy men seem to like those women, which I understand why. They're super hot, but I never met a Russian woman like that in real life, so I don't know what their personality is like. I am an old soul, plus, I do astrology, like I can read astrological charts, so my astrological chart has a lot of Scorpio and Pisces, and those are the most deep signs. Like, Scorpio is all about life and death and sex and spirituality, Pisces is all about spirituality and oneness and consciousness and mysticism. So, yeah, I've always felt like an old soul. I've always felt really awkward just even being on this earth. I've always been like, I always feel like I don't belong here, to be honest. It sounds like really weird, but I always felt like, even when I was younger, I was like, what am I doing here? Like, you know, like, oh, please, no, get me out of here. I'm highly intuitive. Like, I have somewhat psychic abilities in the sense where, like, I could read. I could tell, like, something that's happened in someone's past just by, like, them in my presence. Sometimes I can get a vibe of something they've been through. Or I could easily read them, like, in my presence. I could easily read people. Like, I'm not somebody who could be fooled, essentially, from manipulation and things like that. I think it does. I've heard it does. I've never used it. But I just think the thing that will keep anyone sane is having a relationship. I just don't think it's good to be single for long periods of time. Like, honestly, like, I've been single for so long now, and I'm kind of just, like, I think I need to just, like, find a husband. Yeah, eBay has some good stuff. Yeah, I don't really dabble that much into, like, buying pendants. This, I'm just trying to, like, live in reality and just, like, heal myself on the mental, emotional, physical level. Like, I'm trying not to do too many woo-woo things anymore. I used to, but I'm not really, like, I don't really need to. I don't really want to know. I don't really believe fully in all that stuff as much anymore, like crystals and all that. I just believe you have to live your life and have good relationships. I think that's the most important thing. Well, I don't use conventional medicine. I just believe you have to just check your vitamins. I think that's pretty much it. Like, I just, if you have vitamin deficiencies, and then just heal through diet. I don't really know if I believe in crystals, but I just heal things through diet. I don't really know. Like, I just don't really focus on, like, details anymore. Like, I don't really care. All I know is that there's good and evil, and I'm on the side of trying to do good. That's all I know. I don't really need to know every single detail of what these crazy people in this world do, because there are tons of them, and I don't want to know, honestly, not anymore. Yeah, well, I mean, every person has strength in them, yes, but it's not natural for women to constantly be in the masculine, and to be alone, and to constantly be strong, like that. Eventually, when women have to, most women have breakdowns if they're constantly alone, or have to be strong, or have to survive, like, fend for themselves, like, at some point, a woman will get suppressed, and, yeah, women are very strong, but I would say they still need people probably more than a man does, because it's just, it's in our nature. Like, any time that I've spent a lot of time alone, at a certain point, I end up getting depressed.